This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Democrats and Republicans don't get along.
The latest Louisiana survey data released by the LSU Public Policy Lab shows what appears to be a deepening divide between Republicans and Democrats in this state. Survey director Dr. Michael Henderson says that appearance of major differences is compounding the division.
They're not that far apart, but they see each other as pretty far apart. And ultimately, that's what matters. That perception is what matters.
When it comes to state finances, a majority of both parties support more spending for roads and bridges, on health care, and for higher ed and K-12 education.
Democrats support education funding a little bit more than Republicans do, but they're both generally on the same side.
Both support raising the minimum wage as well. But Henderson says there are areas where they take different sides.
Democrats and Republican majorities take different positions on welfare spending, raising taxes on corporations and the wealthy, religious freedom laws, abortion, and school vouchers.
Henderson says the real schism goes beyond the issues.
What's, I think, alarming is the depth of antipathy between parties. The vast majority of Republicans, 87%, have a negative opinion of Democrats.
It's certainly been reflected in the animosity of some Louisiana House Republicans toward the Democratic governor. And another survey finding explains the special session result.
The majority of Republicans want to see their elected officials to not give ground, even if it means less gets done in state government.
And on that note, the full House is scheduled to vote this afternoon on overriding Governor John Bel Edwards' line item vetoes from special session House Bill 122, Cameron Henry's budget-cutting measure. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.